This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Just 50 feet from the place where George Floyd was murdered last month, charismatic evangelists and worship leaders have set up a stage to try and usher in revival. Is this miraculous or insensitive? That's a debate taking place in the Christian community. Find out more after this break.
Liberty University is more than just exceptional academic programs, NCAA athletics, and state-of-the-art facilities. They believe in training champions for Christ. Their students are innovators, leaders, and dreamers who carry Liberty's mission into hundreds of professions. They know that where academic excellence and unwavering faith meet, there is Liberty. Explore their campus virtually and learn how you can train as a champion for Christ online or on campus by texting Charisma to the number 49596. Again, text Charisma to the number 49596.
On May 25th, George Floyd, a black Christian man, was murdered by police officer Derek Chauvin, who placed his knee into Floyd's neck as other officers watched. The site where he was murdered in Minneapolis has become a memorial visited by many over the last few weeks. And recently, worship leader Sean Foyt and other local Christians set up a worship gathering 50 feet away from the George Floyd Memorial. But whether it's appropriate to host a worship event so close to the site of a national tragedy is now a question sparking serious disagreement, even among Christians. Some charismatic leaders say that turning the site of Floyd's death into a place for worship gatherings is a miracle, proof of how God transforms bad situations for good. Christoph Ulysse from Youth with a Mission told Fox News, "We're going from pain and hatred to healing and hope." Awaken the Dawn's Joshua Lindquist says, "God is giving beauty from ashes." And last Monday, Circuit Rider's Joel Baumberger said baptisms were taking place and deaf ears were being opened. Foyt, a charismatic artist and activist who founded Burn 24/7, Light a Candle, and Hold the Line, is not the only one who believes God is on the move. Awaken the Dawn's Joshua Lindquist believes the memorial will become an epicenter of revival, in his words. On his Facebook page, Lindquist explained the heart behind Unity Revival Minneapolis and said miracles are taking place. Dr. Charles Karuku, senior pastor of International Outreach Church in Burnsville, Minnesota, is one of the event's key leaders. According to Lindquist, Karuku was endorsed and invited by Floyd's family to bring healing to the Minneapolis community following Floyd's death. In a Facebook Live, Karuku described the groundswell of support for the Unity Revival, including the associated Facebook group, which has over 1,200 members as of Monday, and the unity that the event is fostering within the community. He said, "What we are providing is an opportunity for people who are saying, 'What can I do?' to be able to find something to do." But other Christian leaders call the worship gatherings colonization and gentrification. Multiple critics have described Unity Revival Minneapolis as disruptive to those who were simply there to remember Floyd and mourn his death. They perceive Foyt and other leaders as trying to co-opt this tragedy for personal gain. One Twitter user posted a thread of pictures and videos from the event that detailed her concerns. Another user, Marla Reed, responded to Foyt's post with skepticism, writing, "I keep having a major check in my spirit that something is off here. I am all for revival and pray earnestly for Jesus to come and for fire to fall and true repentance to change hearts, for our land to be healed. But this must be the Spirit's doing, not our own." In a video posted Sunday to Twitter, Foyt admitted the worshipers had experienced a little bit of resistance, but that they intended to return again. During the prior week, Foyt had tweeted about his mixed feelings regarding Black Lives Matter, in which he said, "The statement is true, while the movement is shady," and declared, "Never let the mob silence the sound of your worship." Foyt's failed bid this spring to become the U.S. House Representative for California's 3rd Congressional District was also scrutinized by some critics. Foyt placed third in the March primary election, garnering 13.9% of the votes, according to the New York Times. In response to the criticism, Foyt wrote on Twitter, "The beautiful worship, prayer, baptism, and hope happening at the George Floyd Memorial Site is profound. 9 nights in a row, these black local pastors have led it, and it's still going. These gatherings have zero to do with me and or Bethel. I'm honored to promote, encourage, and bring awareness to them, though. They live there and know the needs of their own community. If threats, vulgar language, and trolling on me and my family is the price to pay, then so be it. You can't cancel what God is doing and the lives being changed. Pray that God will give those involved wisdom and discernment to be led by the Holy Spirit and do the right thing, whatever that may be. And pray for everyone who is still mourning the death of George Floyd and many other black Americans like him who have been killed as a result of police brutality." And if you like this story, you can read more about it on charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.